Achas shvua seidus. Whether it's a shvua seidus that once you swore false. In other words, the leiver is a leiver b'miktas. The leiver admits that he owes $50 out of the 100. So the lach was midiraisam. The leiver has to swear now that he does not owe the other $50. But let's say we once caught the leiver lying before. We do not let him swear now. How do we catch him lying? Either it was a shvua seidus. He once swore false before about a shvua seidus. The achas shvua sepikodim. We once caught him swearing false by pikodim. The afilu shvua shav. Even not pertaining to anything, he just made a shvua shav. We see he's a liar. So therefore, we do not let him swear now. Therefore, the lachar is the malv has the right to swear to collect the money. What's going to be the same thing? Hayechad mehem. Let's say this leiver was masaka the kovia was a gambler. That's possible with the rabbanim. Or else the malv beribis. He lends money to people with interest. Or mafricha yonim. He flies his pigeons. Also a type of a gambling. The soichre shvius. People that do business with the terrorists that grow on shvius. So in all these cases, sheknei the nishna v'neitel. That this leiver we will not trust his shvua. We do not let him swear. So the lachar is sheknei the nishna v'neitel. That the malva has the right now with the rabbanin to swear that I did not collect this extra $50 and you still owe me the extra $50. For yushneim chashudim, let's say both the leiver and the malva, both of them were caught to be liars before. Both of them we do not trust with the shvua. So what do we do now? The lachar is Chazur Hashvul Mekaimo, Dibur Rebbe Yossi. The Shvua goes back to the Leiva. Started out that the Leiva, he was a Leiva Mixas. He has to swear in the Yeraisa that he does not owe the extra 50. So true, if the Malva could swear, we'll put the Shvua on the Malva. But now that the Malva is also Chashid, we bring the Shvua back to its first place by the Leiva, and the Klal is Mitoch Shen Yachali Shava Mishalim. Since he cannot able to swear, he'll have to pay the complete $100. Rabbi Meir Raim, in this case, Shech Laiku now, it blinds like a moment on Mutzah Pesofik, this extra $50, we're not for sure that he owes it, so therefore it's a moment on Mutzah Pesofik, it's Chokin, we say Ach Laiku. He has to pay 25 of the extra 50. Now, V'chen V'ni Apinkasi, what's the case of the store man paying up his Pinkasi, his book? Kesef. Loishi Yemel, not the case talking about that cost of Alpen Kossi, that the store man comes and says, listen, I have written down on my notebook here, Shat the Chayavim assigns it that you owe me $200. Because then that's Tita. Like you have it written down, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Ella the case is like this. Oy Maloi Tain Lebnisa Sain Chitim. A Baal Abbas goes into the grocery man and says, listen, I want you to give $200 to sign two saws of wheat to my son, and I'll pay you for it. Or else Tain Lepoyli Sela Mois. I want you to give to my workmen, give them some change. Give them a seller's worth of money and small coins, and I'll pay you back. So what happened was, Hu Ayman Asati. The Chenveni comes to the Baal Abbas and says, listen, I gave your children, I gave your workmen what I'm supposed to, give me the money. So the Baal Abbas goes to his son and says, did you collect the food? He's asked his workers, did you collect the money? No, we didn't receive anything. So what's going on here? The locker is, who nishpa v'noitam? The chenveni, the storeman has the right to swear to the balabas that he paid them, and therefore he has the right to collect his money from the balabas. Now the balabas goes to the workman and says, you're stealing my money. No, the hey nishboi v'noitlin. They also have the right to swear and take. V'noitlin means that they're free. In other words, both of them come to swear from the balabas that the chenveni says, I gave them, and they swear they did not receive it. So that's the case of a shvua that both of them collect the money. Like the pearl says, the chenveni didn't give me the money. So he wants the money from the Baal Abbas. So if he swears to the Baal Abbas, he has to pay them both. We'll see in the Gemara what the svar is.
So the
guarantee is coming from the guarantee. Very good. Now, Amma ben Ananas says, no, this can't be. Amma ben Ananas. How could Bezalel let two people swear that for sure there's going to be a shvua shav? For sure, we're causing now a shvua shav. Every shvua the pshat is, we don't know what the truth is. So let him swear, we hope that's the truth. But here we know for sure there's a lie. The chenveni says, I paid them. And he said, I did not receive. So these two shvuas are serious. We can't let this happen to Bezalel. We're letting for sure somebody swear false. We can't let this.
Why did you go to shvua shav? Didn't they swear
tekes? Oh, same thing. Okay. Well, you're right. What's the lesson here? Sure, right. Well, after we hear these two, when we hear the second one, right away we hear for sure there's a lie. A shove means we hear the lie right away. When the second one swears, we hear the lie right away. That's a swear. If Ella, who knight the shlei b'shua, they knight the shlei b'shua. The luck is both of them have a right to collect, but true without a shua. They both cannot, no shua.
Yeah, Daf Mem Hei Yom Aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah, around 10 lines down. Again, the case. Where is there a case by a storekeeper also that there's a nish by he swears and collects the money? So the Mishnah says on 5 lines down of the Mishnah, not that the storekeeper comes and says, I have written down on my record book that you owe me $200, because that means nothing. The person comes back and says, Loi, I do not owe it to you. He's a kofra koil. In this case, there's no shvua. Ella rather, oi maloi, tain libni sosayim chitim. Reuven goes over to his storekeeper and tells him, listen, give to my son 2 saws worth of wheat, or else tain lepoili sela mois. Give to my workman, give him a sela worth of mois, of small coins. Now later, hu oimer nosati. The chenveni says to the balabos later, listen, you owe me the money? I gave your son the wheat. I gave your workers the change. They noimrim, and they come and say later, loy natal, no, we do not receive it. The workman wants his change. The son wants his wheat. So who do we believe? The chenveni says, I did what I was supposed to, and they say they did not receive it. So who nishpa v'noito? The chenveni has the right to swear that he gave the wheat to his son, and he has the right to collect the money from the balabos. And they also, the son or the workman, they have a right to swear to the balabos that they did not receive it yet, and v'noitlin, they have a right to collect their pay from the balabos. This is the case that both of them swear and collect against the balabos. Samar says, I'm a benena. Kate said, how could that be? We cannot let a shvua shav take place. We know for sure one of these two are swearing false, so we can't let this happen. Ela rather, hu noitel shalei b'shvua, v'hei noitlim shalei b'shvua. He holds they both collect, but without a shvua. That's a takon over here, that we believe the chevni, we believe the poelim, and they both have a right to collect, even without a shvua.
I don't understand that philosophy.
Now, Oma, what's going to be Oma lechenveni? You say to your storekeeper, "Tainly bedina peris. I'm going to give you a $10 bill, and give me peris worth $10. Tainly bedina peris. Now v'nosan loy, and the balabos gives him the bill. He gives him the dinner. Oma loy. Later, the balabos says to the chenveni, "Listen, tainly I say dinner. No. V'nosan loy means the storekeeper gives the peris to the balabos." Now later, Omar loy tain li yoyse dinner. Later, the chenveni comes to the balabos and says, "Listen, give me the money, give me my pay. I gave you the peris." Omar loy nosatav lecho. The balabos says, "I gave you the bill already. Don't bother me." And v'nosatav beautifully, I even put it into a nice kiss, into a nice pocket, a wallet. I gave it to you in. So halacha is also yishava balabayish and nosan loy yoyse dinner. The balabos has the right to swear that he gave him the dinner, and he'll be potter. Even though there's not a case of nishba benoito, but it's still a shvua that you're free. Rashi says shvua says this. It's just a regular shvua of a shkayf rakoyim. Right, we now believe the chenveni, right? Omaloi tain li yasa peris. What's going to be the opposite way? That the question is, did he receive his peris? The balabos says he already gave $10 to the storekeeper, but I did not receive my apples yet. The storekeeper says, "No, I gave you the apples already. For you halacht and motech beisecho, and you brought it home already." So again, Yishova chenveni. Here, the chenveni has the right to swear a shuas heses, a kayfra kayol that he's put. Reb Yudhuaymer kol shaperis biyodoi yodo el elyoina. He argues in the Reisha Reb Yudin says that whoever has the peris, his hand is on above. He would not have to swear. So Rashi says, our ratio plug, is on the first case. The Tani says in the first case, Yeshova Balabayis shenosam la yes a dinner. The balabas has to swear that he gave the istichen the dinner ready. Rasev Yud Lameim Mano ain't sarach shvua. Shein derech chen v'ni hamoicher shloi biyakofa liten esaper esach yikabla to dinner. That it doesn't make sense. You should give away the merchandise before you receive the money. So therefore, if the merchandise is biyah balabas, he is believed without a shvua that he already paid you. That's called kol shaperes biyod. Whoever's holding on to the merchandise, yod alel yoyna. We believe him to say that for sure he paid already. Now, omar l'shulchani, you go to the money exchanger, and what's going to be omar l'shulchani? You tell your money exchanger, tain li bedinah mois. I'm going to give you a dinner, and I want to exchange small coins. Mois are small coins. V'nosal leni gives him, omar loy tain li es a dinner. So now the money exchanger says, listen, I gave you the small coins, now give me the big coin, give me the dinner. Omar loy, the balabas says, Nosat lucho, that I gave you already. V'nosatai biyunfuli, and either I put it, you put it into your nice wallet you put it into. So locher is Yishova Valabayis. The balabas has to swear that he paid him. He's like a kofer akil, therefore he has to swear shua tesis. Nosan layes a dinner. Let's say that's not the question. The balabas gave the dinner to the money exchanger. Omar loy, now the balabas says, listen, tain li yesamois, give me the change. Omar loy, so the shulchani says, nosatim lucho, I gave it already to you. Ve'shlach to terchi secho, and you threw it into your wallet. I know exactly what you did with the change. So again, yishava shulchani, the shulchani swears he's a kofer akil, he has to swear that he paid. And again, if you do, I may know, ein derech shulchani lita in iser achir to dinner. That he doesn't have to swear, and that's normal, that the shulchani would not give any change before he receives the money. So if the balabas admits that he received the change, that's not the question. It's only a question, did he pay the money, so there'll be no shvua. For sure he paid his money first. Now, kishen shomru, just like it was said, ha-poigem es ksubosa, loy tifre le-bishvua, a ksuba is usually the isha has a shtar that the husband owes her the ksuba. After a get, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Pogemis means she collected part of the ksuba. The ksuba, let's say, is $200. She admits that she collected $50. So it's called pogum. Something is missing in the ksuba. So in such a case, she cannot collect the rest unless she swears that she did not receive the rest of the money. So kishem, just like we learned, how pogem is ksubasa, when the ksuba is paid up a little bit, that loy tifra, she has no right to collect, ela bishruah, she has to swear that she did not receive the rest. V'yedechud nida shi peruah, the same thing is neidechud, saying that it was paid up. That if she wants to still collect the balabas, the husband has a neidechud that he paid her the ksuba. So we do not believe in neidechud completely, but it's kam l'shvuah, that she'll have to swear now if she wants to collect the ksuba. She'll have to swear against the Eidechot that she did not receive the ksuba yet. Yeah. Shle tifra l'mishvua, the same thing, she only collects now with the shvua. Now minachosim mishubodim, let's say she wants to collect the ksuba, not from the property the husband alone has, but he already sold it to somebody else. So she wants to take away those nachosim mishubodim from somebody else. Or else minichse yisoymim. Because let's say the husband dies, and he leaves over a wife and children, so the children yashin his nechassim, and now the wife comes to collect the ksuba from the yisoymim. So Lach is also like tifra l'bishvua. In these last two cases, even though she has a shtar ksuba, still there's a tekonim of the rabbanin, she could only collect if she first swears that she did not receive any money. V'yanifra shalei b'fonif. Any time that Bezdim will give her the ksuba without the husband, in the case where the husband went away to Medina Sayyam, Rashi says, Shashol get to Medina Sayyam, if the husband sent a get, he's on the other side of the ocean, and the wife is back home, so she wants to collect the ksuba. So Bezdin gives her the ksuba, collects the money for her. But in such a case, if the husband is not there, Laitifra Elabishrua, Bezdin will only give her the ksuba unless first she swears that she did not collect the ksuba. Because the husband is not here. If the Baldover was here, maybe he would complain to Bezdin, I paid her, I paid her 50, so we'd have doubts, therefore she could only collect with the Shvua. V'chein ha-yisoymin lo-yifro el-bishvua. The same thing if a Yosum wants to collect money from another Yosum, so that's also a lock, you have to make a Shvua. Even though we have this, at any time you collect money from Yisraelim, you collect money that the father owed you the money, you have to swear first. The other chiddush is, if one Yosem is collecting money from his father's debts from another person, another Yosem, still there's a shua. That one has to swear to the other one, I do not know that my father collected the money yet. Now, that's one thing, that I swear that my father did not tell me anything that I owe you the money. And also he has to swear that even before my father died, he never said anything about this chayiv, that it, and shleimatzino, that it was paid up. And also shleimatzino ben shteroysov shalava shestar zeprua. I never found anything by my father says this shtar was paid up already. In other words, the Yisraelim now are coming to collect money from somebody else. So before they collect the money, they have to swear these things, that our father never told us that this shtar was paid up, and we never found anywhere a receipt saying it was paid up. So as far as the Yisraelim know, it's a good shtar, then they could collect. Maybe he mentioned it before when he was alive. It could be. So you want to make sure. And why should we have thoughts like this? Because usually when the Maal himself comes to the shtar and says it, he knows what he's talking about. He knows he never collected the money yet, so we believe him. But here's the Yisraelim. What?
The shtar.
No, here it's different.
Alright,
here the Malvin, here the Yisraelim have to swear. Usually by shtar you don't have a shvua. Usually by shtar you come to shtar, you collect. The only gemara we had before was if the Levi says, you swear to me, we make him swear. But usually there's no shvua by shtar. Why? Because the Malvin knows what he's talking about. He knows he never collected the money, and he has the good proof. But by Yisraelim we're afraid maybe they don't know. Or maybe they do know that it was paid up. We have Yezim Ebruko Aymer, Afilo Noilad Haben, Liach Amisasav, even if this son was first born after his father died, so for sure he did not hear anything from his father before, or even Mishas' father died, he did not hear that his father should say this chayv was paid up. Still, Hareza Nishba Benoitel, still the Yosem now has to swear that he did not find any receipt by his father's papers later on, and then he could first collect this chayv. Some reason. Oh no, the Malva gets a receipt. But still, okay, not only receipt, could be between his records though. He has another shtar that this Rashi shtar zeprua. He did not receive, he did not see a shaver. Shaver means something that breaks the shtar. It's not written down anywhere that this shtar was paid up. That's what you have to find. You now are born now, you find a shtar saying somebody owes you $500,000. So you want to collect. We have to be afraid, maybe right next to it there's a note saying it was paid up though, this shtar. So you have to swear that you did not find any notes saying that this shtar was paid up. We still need a shvua from you. If I said for some reason by Yisraelim, since it's not your money you're collecting, it's somebody else's, you do not know everything, you may jump. That's the question. We're afraid the kid may jump. He sees a shtar saying somebody owes his father $1,000, so he jumps right away to collect it. But if we'll think more, maybe remember, like the Svaras, maybe then remember, no, my father mentioned to me it was paid up already, or I saw next to it a shtar. Like this, the son jumps when he sees a chayiv, so he doesn't think too much. So we want him to think carefully, we want him to swear first. Whereas the Malva won't do this. If it's your money that you lend, you know what happened, you're not going to jump to collect. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, im yesh edim shomer av, v'shas misosoy, if there are edim here, that the father said at the time when he died, that shtar zeh ain't a prua, that this shtar was not paid up yet. If so, then who might have a shleim b'shvua? And then the Yisraelim do not have to swear, like we have edim now, that the father himself said the shas misa, it was not paid up yet. That's clear proof it was not paid. Now v'elu nishboim shleim b'taina. There's another chiddush. Mishnah saying chiddushim here. The first was midiraisa, you only swear and free yourself. Midrabbanan, there's a lot of cases that you swear and collect the money, and now there's even a chiddush midrabbanan that sometimes you swear even though the other person does not have a tainas vadai. He does not have a sure complaint. He only has a doubtful complaint. Hashutfim, case where two people are partners, and one partner, you know, has doubts, maybe the other one's taking too much money. So even though he has no proof on it, So he could tell the other shutif, the other partner, I want you to swear to me that last profit we split equally. Because there are doubts that one shutif would be the worst of the svara, he'll be mater atzmoi. He'll say, listen, I worked extra hard yesterday, I deserve to take extra pay. And it's not true. But it'll be mater atzmoi, so we have to be afraid. Same thing for a reason. If you have a workman on the field, that the way was, he takes all the profit, and he gives you back one third of the profit. They have to be afraid, he's going to complain, yesterday I worked extra hard, I'm going to take more than I'm supposed to. So even though the Baal HaBos does not know for sure, you're allowed to make your workman swear to you that he did not take more than he's supposed to. The apotropsin, you give someone apotropsin, he takes care of your property, he's the guardian over your property, same thing, you have a right to make him swear he did not take anything from you. If the husband lets his wife take over his business, she's the one that does the business in the house, she sells and takes in, he's allowed to make her swear that she did not take any profit for herself, that the business she's doing is right. Because again, she'll be mariheta. She thinks, listen, I'm taking care of my husband, I have a right to take extra money, more than the deal is. So the husband has a right to make her swear, even though there's not a time is vade. He does not know for sure, it's only a doubt he has a right to what? Okay, whatever she did with it. Is that extra lunch? I don't know. Yeah. Right, she gives away to her friends. Yeah. She put in the bank account. The same thing. The ben habayis. That if you have a son taking care of the property also with the father dying, and one son does the business for the household, so again, he may be Mariheta, I'm the one that's doing business here, so I have a bigger share. The locker is no. You have to share the profit equal to all the sons. So the other sons have a right to make him swear he did not take more than he's supposed to. Omaloi, any one of these cases, the person answers back. Ma Tataninu, what complaint do you have against me? The person says, Ritsaini Shatishpali, I just want you to swear to me. I have no clear complaint. I don't know my shutif stole extra money. I don't know my wife took extra money. I just want you to swear. That's the Chiddush Chayiv. In these cases, the person has to swear. Even though usually Shmuel's only with a tiny Vadai, here there's a good doubt. Therefore, even for something, he has to swear. Choku Ashutim, let's say the partner is divided. They made a complete division. They divided up for a reason. And you finished up with yours. He finished the work for the year. He gave you your profit. He has his profit. Now, later on, and Yochol Yashbiyah. You can't make them swear anymore. Because once you made a chaluk, you divided, most probably you're happy with the way you divided. You made it clear an amount, how much each one is getting. So that's it. Later, you have the right to wake up. Maybe you took again too much. No, the Shasta Chaluka, you should have made him swear. If you did not make him swear then, it's a proof that you believed him. You can't make him swear later. But let's say for some other reason this Shutif or the Apotropis has to swear to you, he becomes a Moedim Mixus later on, then the Klal always is then even later on you have a right to make him swear, listen, last year you were partners with me, I want you to swear to me that during the partnership you never took an extra penny, so now that you have to swear to you anyway, that's always the Klal of Megalgan Olav HaKoyol. Anything under the sun that you can think of, you wanted to swear, you can make him swear to you. The hashviyas mishameter sashashvua. Alachris shmita stops the shvua. And let's say somebody's a mighty mixas. You come to him right before the end of shmita, and you say, "Listen, you owe me $100," and he admits that he owes you $50. So alachris, he has to swear mighty mixas that he does not owe you the other 50. And then they wait a day or two, and it becomes the end of shmita. So just like Shmita takes away the chayiv, that you have no right to collect the money now, it also takes away the shvua. I don't say that there's a mitzvah now for you to swear, you have a chiyah to swear, you have to swear, no. Shmita takes away the shvua also. Now the Gemara says, Kol am nishboim shebatur nishboim v'loy mishalmin. Minon, how do we know this? Tell me a shvua mid yiraisa, a moedi b'niksas, is always that when you swear, you're free, or shaymrim that have to swear mid yiraisa. They swear that nothing happened to the object was lost. The oinus, their potter. How do you know this? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, V'lokach v'lo v'lo yishalim. That the owner takes the shvua, and the person does not have to swear. Rashi says, Reisha D'Kor is, Shvua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim, V'lokach v'lo v'sashvua. that the owner, what does he get? He gets the shvuah, that's all. V'lo yishalam anitva, shuv klum. And the shaymah does not have to swear anything. That means me shalav l'shalem l'shvuah. Whoever has to pay, all he has to do is just swear, and by swearing he frees himself from paying. So that's always a shvuah midiraisa. But v'yel mishvoyim v'noitam. These are the corners of the midrabonin that they swear and receive the pay. Ma'ishin asakar, how come a workman? The Mishnah says the workman at the end of the day has a right to swear to the balabas, you did not give me my wages today, and the balabas has to pay him. Why? The Ma'ishinah Sochir that Kinulei Rabbanan the Mishtav of the Shachal, he could swear and collect. Some of you the Mashmuel. Hilchas Gedela Shonukan. He's a big halachas. How mean or is it? Means halach l'mashim Sinai. For the Gemara halachas, Hainu Hilchasaninu. Are these things really halachas? Rashi says, B'tzmiyah. Tichi halach l'mashim Sinai hein. You see clearly, usually halacha means, are these things halacha l'mashim Sinai? These are the corners of the Rabbanan over here. So what are you telling me? Halacha's Gedela Shonukan. The Quran is a kashmir, what you're saying. But Scorpio is very good to Gemara. Halach is also means that's the way we act. We see that's the way people act. So Gemara says, El Rad Aim is like this. Takonis Gedel Lashonakan. To have big takonis, Rabbanah made big takonis here. For the Gemara, Gedelus, Machal, big takonis. Big ones, mashmir, some small ones. What a small, what a big. El Rad Omer of Nachmin Omer Shmuel, Takonis Kavuos, Shonakan. They made special takonis Kavuos. They set down strong laws over here. That means Upru Rabbanin Lishvu mi Balabais, that really the Balabas is a Kefra Koil. He is saying, I paid you already the wages. So really mid Rabbanin he should swear. And the Rabbanin made a new takana now, the Shadju Asakir. Rabbanin said, in this case, we're gonna believe the Sakir. Let him swear that he did not receive his payeth, and we'll believe him. Why? Bishum Kerechayev, because he needs his pay to live on. He worked till he'll die otherwise, like I don't know about die, but he needs it to live on. So Mr. question, so what? Mishum kidechayiv the socha kantina labalabayas. Very nice. You want him to live nicely, you want him to give pay, but that's not a reason to make the balabas pay him twice. Like the balabas has paid you already once. And he's a kaifra kail. Really we should leave the balabas. What kind of smur is this? We should leave the sochir. Samur says, Balabayas gufa nichalei. The balabas is happy with this takona. The mishtabes sacha b'shokol. The balavos is happy that the workmen should be happy working. Why? Ki echid yizgarin la'ipoyolim. In order that he'll find workers. Like this, if the worker won't be happy, they'll decide not to work for you. You'll get yourself a bad name, nobody will work for you. So the balavos himself is happy, even if it means to pay a worker twice, as long as the poyolim will be happy with me. So Mar says, no, Adarab, just the opposite, said Esvara. Sochin nicheled l'shtabba balabayis. Vinafka, just the opposite. The workman would be happy if the balabas has the right to swear and keep his money. Kiechid the ligre balabayas, in order the balabas should hire me. Like maybe the workman, he's the one that's broke. He has the money. He has to go at the mercy of the balabas. So maybe he wants the balabas to be happy with him, not the opposite way. So where it says no, balabayas al korche ogesocher. Listen, the balabas for sure needs workmen. He can't run his factory without workmen, so the balabas for sure needs them. So Mar says, no, the opposite way also. Sochin ami, but workmen also. Al korchi miskar. He also for sure has to find work. He can't live without money. He has to work. So that's no svara. Both need one and the other. So there's no svara. We should be more lenient one to the other. They both need one another. El the svara is like this. Balabayas torah b'poilu. His balabas owns the factory. He's busy a whole day, paying out 1,000 checks a day. He can forget. He's too busy with his workmen to remember whether he paid or not. So it's a good svar the balabas forgot. Therefore, we make the sochir swear. But the marbas, why? If it's a good svar the balabas forgot, like he does not know what he's talking about. And the sochir knows what he's talking about. So we should give the sochir without a shvua. The marbas says, true, but sonik de lahof is daitish balabais. Then the balabas is not going to feel happy. He'll always feel like he was gypped. So in order like to make a good takono, the balabas should be happy, satisfied, he doesn't feel like he was gypped. The other person is swearing. Okay, now the balabas realizes, it could be I made a mistake, I'm so busy the whole day. But I don't feel I was gypped here because the co-partner is swearing to me. If so, takono would be that I have to pay him without anything, the balabas will feel bad, will be a bad feeling. So the lahof is daita shabalabayis, Rabbanu made a takono, the socher has to swear. No matter, even for one worker, you have to do a lot. Okay? For the Gemara though, v'leis of levi edim. Let's make a new takana. Let's make a takana whenever you get your paycheck, it's only in front of two edim. The balabas should only pay you in front of two edim. There'll never be a shailah then. Gemara says no. Trichalei milsa. That's too much of a bother for both of them. They'll never get his money. I only get paid b'shas to edim there. Forget it. The Gemara says v'leis goods. Gemara says v'leis of levi korah. Let's make a takana before you start working. I get paid. Let's make a new takana now. There'll never be a problem. Now, the workman has a right. The workman has a right to get his pay before he starts working. There won't be any problems. But the marvel is to lend me kara. So Gemara says no. Shneiim rights to makafa. Both of them are happy to get the money at the end of the day. So Rashi says why? Balabayis pomim shen mitzuyis loymoyis shachris. Balabas not that he's afraid, but sometimes in the morning he doesn't have money to pay his workers yet. Upoil also shlo yotzi hamoyis ad alayla. Like this, if he gets his paycheck in the morning, he'll go for lunch and buy booze and finish up the money. And by the time he comes home to his wife, he'll have no money left. He's also happy to get the paycheck at night to take it back home. So kids, both of them are happy to get their paycheck at the end of the day, not at the beginning.